So, Salaam.
Wa salaam, alhamdulillah.
My teacher read to us from the Reader's Digest several extracts about technical death. What I mean by that is when patients are in the operating theatre.
Yes, I know what you mean. Perhaps you are referring to an essay, an article, which was published first as a book, but later on it was published in Reader's Digest, Life After Life, where the technical death was declared, or it's not technical, it's called clinical death of certain patients who did not actually die, but who were declared clinically dead by the medical experts. But their soul returned to the body because it was it had never completely severed from the body.
Yes.
So after their return to the body, that is their revival, they started relating their experiences of of that situation, condition which was very close to death. And they told the doctors that they were conscious of what was happening. When they were considered to be dead, you were moving, doing this and that, and my relatives were crying in the other room, and so on and so forth.
Yes.
So whatever details they gave happened to be correct. That was the most interesting part. So a book has been written by some scientist, some physician, who has collected data from other colleagues of his and from other hospitals as well. And this is a very interesting reading. Life After Life. So, what about that book? What is the question you want to
they,
ask?
They said that one man had a heart attack, and he saw his body on the in the
on the table. Yes,
that's right.
Yes,
and then he saw himself going.
The people were resuscitating him and trying to bring back the breathing and so on.
That's
so,
right.
Yes,
and he saw himself going into a dark tunnel, and then he saw flames which were about to engulf his body.
Yes.
And he said that that was hell.
Yes.
And then he came back to life again. Do we believe in these claims?
Well, we don't know. The person, if he's trustworthy, he's to be believed. Why not?
See.
The point is, the book which I read showed evidence of there being stating the facts as were observed by the people below on earth. So that part was established, that was true. Although they had gone completely out of consciousness, they had lost consciousness totally. This is why they were declared clinically dead. So they shouldn't have heard anything, they shouldn't have noticed anything happening around them. But when they came to, they started speaking of the events which took place during their absence, that is, their so-called death. So if they are truthful in relating those events, and they were actually the facts taking place, then why shouldn't we believe in their other experience? I mean, this is the logic about it. But we have an incident of a much more interesting such experience by an Ahmadi lady who lives in England, whose daughter is attending the class here now, right at this moment. And perhaps when you mentioned this book, she was thinking of her mother's experience. That is Sajida Hamid from Hartlepool. Her experience is much more interesting and revealing. She saw, first of all, she saw in a dream that there was a red double-decker bus who was, rushing on towards him, and she thought she will be crushed under. And also she had the feeling that I must somehow save myself. So she pushed the bus with her hand, the palm of her hand. And to her surprise, the bus stopped and she got saved. When she related this dream to her newly converted friend from Christianity, her name is Palm, she interpreted it. She said, you are going to have an attack from a very serious disease, because the red bus means illness to me. But despite the fact that apparently you will have no chance of survival, Allah would save you. So she fell ill, as was predicted in the dream, and she was saved as well. And she told Palm that now it's all right. She said, no, it's not all right. You saw a double-decker, so the disease is going to visit you again. And this time maybe more seriously. So, actually it happened so, that she suffered from cancer. And the case was so advanced that the doctors lost hope. And they told her that an operation was imminent and very little chance of survival. But anyway, she had seen the dream. She went into the operation room with some confidence. Now, when she was operated upon, the doctors almost thought she was dead. Although, I don't know whether she was clinically declared dead or not, but the doctors had given up hope and finished everything. At that moment, she was witnessing something of the other world. And this dream is much more interesting and revealing as to how Allah saves the lives of His people who worship Him and who pray Him honestly and sincerely. She saw in the dream that she was already dead. And she was raised to the heaven and was brought to the presence of Allah. And she beseeched Allah that she had left small children, young of age, and she's very worried for their sake. So please return me to earth. And Allah said, you're already dead. So she said, what then? You are the proprietor of everything. You are the master of life and death. You can send me back even if I am dead. So Allah said, but you know how much time has passed? You are dead for the last 5,000 years. So she said, what then? You are the master not only of space, but master of time. You can reverse the clock of time as you please. So don't treat me with this, you know, that sort of answer. So, and then Allah said, all right, I'll send you back, but with two signs, so that when you tell this story, people believe in what you tell them. And the two signs which will be shown to you would be these. Number one, although the doctors will give you blood transfusion, but you don't need any blood transfusion. So don't take. Secondly, you will feel immense pain, most terrible pain, and the doctors would fail to cure whatever they do. So when the time comes, that was not said in so many words, but only God would remove the pain. When He so desires, the doctors will be totally incapable of doing it. So with that, abruptly the interview ended and she came back to life. And suddenly the doctors saw the signs of breathing and things, and immediately the first thing they did was that they started giving her blood transfusion. And she had not completely gained her consciousness, but this much she remembered, that Allah had told me that you don't require any blood transfusion. So she could not speak, but she just, with a brush of her hand, removed the needle from her vein. Then she heard doctors insisting, well, she must be given blood transfusion. No, I'm sorry, just a minute. Already she was on blood transfusion for some time. And a quarter of that bottle was already emptied when this had happened. So when she noticed that bottle, she remembered Allah's message that she doesn't require any blood transfusion. So she removed the needle by just a jerk of the hand. So the doctor insisted that I must put the needle back in the vein. And she insisted, no, Allah has told me, but he wouldn't believe naturally. So he forcefully injected the needle into her artery or vein, whatever it was, perhaps artery. And the result was that immediately she threw a reaction so strong, allergic reaction, that the whole body became swollen. And the doctor got panicky and removed the needle from her body. Now, this is something very special because it is an established fact, scientific observation, that if you do not throw reaction against a blood transfusion, once the same blood in the same instance is, simply fails to cause any other reaction. The reaction of the body from the same blood which was being given her is something unknown in the scientific medical history. So the doctor was so shocked, he said, I can't understand what's happening. So he gave her some medicine for the to remove that reaction, and the life was also of course saved already by Allah. But that is what puzzled him so much. Then the second thing followed exactly as she was told by Allah. She suffered from abnormal pain in the region of operation, and the doctors, despite their best efforts, though they gave her the heaviest drugs, failed to cure her of that pain. And after some futile efforts, they failed. They said they gave up. They told the husband that we can't do anything. All that we could, we have done. So then, these were the two miracles shown to her in the dream, which came to pass as were predicted. But a third also happened. A third part of the miracle, you know, came later, when she was visited suddenly by her father, who had heard of the operation, and who hurried back, hurried to England, immediately rushed to England, to meet his dear daughter. He thought maybe she dies in the operation, so he wanted to reach the place before the operation. But he was late. When he reached the hospital, that was the state in which Sajda was lying, suffering with extremely acute pain. And she heard that her father had arrived, and she did not want to meet him in this state of pain. So she prayed that, Allah, all right, we have shown the miracles enough, and enough is enough. So cure me before my father calls me. And the next minute she saw there was no pain. It was there and not there, even like that. Next minute, or within 4 or 5 minutes, before the father arrived, I mean, it had totally disappeared, completely gone. And ever since, she's leading a normal life. Not only that, she has given birth to a beautiful young baby. And both are healthy and normal, although the doctors had told that after suffering from cancer and having gone through this very serious observation and this experience of near death, you should never think of bearing children again. And there she is. Is that right? Yes, you stand up and tell us. Yes. Have I remembered the whole thing correctly, or did I commit a mistake here or there? I'm right, yes. And what's the age of your young brother or sister, is she? It's a brother. What's his name? Abid. Looks like Nabu. Huh? And how old is he now?
He's 2 in December.
He would be 2 in December.
He was 2.
And how long ago this happened, this incident which I have just related? 3.5 years, 19?
1981 in December.
In the summer of 1981. And your mother is even healthier than before, mashallah. Huh? Good.